his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What is up, Wisconsin? It is Wednesday. I am Maggie Dawn. He is Fancy Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a busy show for you today. Of course, when the 3 o'clock hour rolls around, you know it's going to be Maggie and the Millionaires. You're not going to want to miss that. We have a great guest for you this afternoon. Also, want to keep in mind, you can continue to get election updates at civicmedia.us/vote. Check it out, everything that you need to know. And if that fails, you can always go to myvote.wi.gov. You can check out ballots ahead of time, confirm your ward, find out about early registration. Because, Brian, the whole point here is every time we got to remind people to make a plan to vote. Make sure that you and your friends and your family all have a plan to vote. Because it's not like voting happens on one day anymore. There's the whole absentee, technically, but we call it early voting here in Wisconsin. So we all have to have the plan to vote. Have you made a plan to vote yet, Brian?
Yes. I have a fantastic polling station right down the road. I go every morning. I'm going to drop off Darby and then go and vote.
I love it. My folks are those people that like to try to be voters number one and two at their ward. I'm not quite so eager. I usually am an early voter myself. I like to go down to the City of Milwaukee Municipal Building, not too far from my house. When I find that I've got like a morning that's not super packed, I can go in there. No rush, no pressure. I also find that it's a little less tense, if you know what I'm saying, because it's not actually election day. So folks, again, if you want to find out where you can fill out in person your absentee ballot and submit that to an elections official, again, check out myvote.wi.gov. So important. Make a plan to vote. Check in with people. Make sure folks have rides. Because, you know, unlike basically everywhere in Western Europe that vote on the weekends or they declare it a holiday,
yeah,
we vote on a Tuesday.
I was going to say, why don't we have some sort of, you know, I don't know, voting holiday where we all get hot dogs and vote?
Seriously, very silly. And I, to your point exactly, Brian, I was talking to a couple of my friends. I think people have come to know that I've got some teachers who are dear friends of mine. They teach in the Milwaukee public school system. And they were saying that MPS, I don't know if they like missed the memo, but had November 5th scheduled as a regular school day. Like, hey, everybody, come on. It's a school day. Most polling places in the city and many, many other jurisdictions are at schools. Like,
I was
going to
say,
aren't
half the public going to be in there talking to them? And this is, hey, I'm voting. Oh, I'm also in third period.
Yeah,
it's fine.
They finally figured that out right before their first day of school. The day before yesterday, right before they all came back to school. So MPS at least had that cleared up. The county now provides a holiday for its employees on election day. So does the City of Milwaukee. That's becoming more and more the norm. It's now a federal holiday. At least that's been corrected. And that sort of has a trickle down impact into the banking industry. But hey, Congress, if all you GOPers are all about great voter participation, we could actually mandate that workers be given voting day off. That would be an interesting idea there, wouldn't it?
And I'd be all for selling sponsorships for it.
No kidding.
At least to advertise for it. Like, hey, sponsored by hot dogs.
Well, I don't know what the federal election laws or the state campaign finance laws about that. But we could figure out a way to do this as a country. And again, that has been the way that they have done it. And most of the Western European countries that I am aware of, it seems to only make good common sense to me, as in a big fat duh. But all of this to say, it's November 5th. It is Tuesday. There has been some, I think, confusion about whether it was November 6th or 5th, because the last presidential election. It was a different date, but it is November 5th, Tuesday. Everybody should have a plan to vote on that day. I have worked the polls numerous times on election day. I did it in an official capacity when I was working for Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel's office. And those duties, because we were part of the team of attorneys, public sector attorneys, nonpartisan attorneys, when I was working for the county, whose job it was to ensure that the voting process went smoothly on election day. So as part of that, we would be assigned basically like zones within Milwaukee County. We'd be assigned within those zones, numerous polling places, and basically all day long, starting at like 6 o'clock in the morning, we'd drive from polling place to polling place, usually in teams of two lawyers. We would get to know the election inspector, which is basically like the grand poobah for that particular polling place. So you'd introduce yourself to the election inspector. Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn. I am Corporation Counsel for Milwaukee County. This is my colleague, John Smith. We're here to make sure that everything's running properly. Have you received complaints from campaigns? Any concerns? Do you have enough ballots? All that kind of stuff. And we would continue to do that from morning until after the polling places closed and report back up to the lead attorney within the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office that was responsible for election law compliance. I did that many years out of in my job as corp counsel. I think I can remember one major problem, and it was they ran out of ballots. And it was trying to get, and they knew that they were going to run out ahead of time. So I was able to contact that municipality's clerk to get more ballots brought out. In fact, the sheriff's department and the police department like escorted the ballots with a ballot official to get them to the point. So disaster was averted, Brian. Nothing to worry about. The elections went fine. But all of these elections on election day, I have never seen anybody get arrested. I've never seen anything materially irregular over 7.5 years. I also have done election monitoring on behalf of campaigns in the past, where you just sit there and you watch and you look for irregularities. I'll tell you this, Brian, which I think is really interesting. In all of my time as an election monitor for a campaign, and actually it's called an election observer, is the technical term, for a campaign, here's what I can tell you. Every year that I did this, when the Democratic campaign would train us, the concern was only and ever this. We were worried about voter intimidation. In other words, a Republican observer challenging people's ballots over and over and over again, or every person that maybe heard speaking Spanish challenging ballots, right? That's what we were predominantly concerned about.
That's what happened in Glendale, right?
That's what we had Brian Kennedy on, mayor of Glendale, who talked about the fact that during the primary, they were seeing a lot of challenges. So folks, I want you all to know and hear this from me. As someone who in my past life was charged with helping to ensure the smooth conduct of elections, as someone who in my past job duties was in charge of providing legal advice to the Milwaukee County Elections Commission during the 2020 presidential recount, as someone who during my past life in public service defended the Milwaukee County Elections Commission in the lawsuits brought by the Trump campaign, not a single one in the state of Wisconsin found to have any merit. No ballots eventually thrown out because of that lawsuit. All spurious allegations in the end. Oh, by the way, decided by a Republican judge, just by way of note, in federal court, at least. Having done this for a really long time, if you or anybody you know or love or a friend, or if you see someone effectively getting harassed or bullied by an election observer in a polling place, please do not yourself interfere or step up or discuss. Ask one of the polling place workers, say, I think this person is having a problem. They seem to be getting bullied or harassed. Ask an election poll worker to assist. Couple of other things. Every single elector in the state of Wisconsin can bring any person they wish to into their little voting area with them to assist them with filling out their ballot. So, for example, you have motor skill issues. You can't hold a pen or a pencil well. You can grab anybody you want to help you fill out the bubbles if that's still what you've got in your polling place. If you do not speak English and you need someone to translate your ballot, you can bring anybody you want into your particular booth to help you fill out that ballot. And people, at the end of the day, here's what. Anybody stops you from voting that day, ask for a provisional ballot. The word is provisional ballot. They will give you the provisional ballot, even if they're saying you're in the wrong polling place. Obviously, go to the right polling place. Try to get registered in the correct polling place. But as a last resort, people, you can always, always request a provisional ballot, fill it out, and I believe you have 24 hours or 36 hours. You can ask the election workers, I'm sorry, I don't know this off the top of my head, to come back and provide the government issued ID and address verification or any other verification documentation that you may need to show to ensure that what was cast on voting day, on election day as a provisional ballot, ends up being counted. Whew, we got our PSA for this afternoon done, Mr. Kelly. I'm so glad. It's been one of the things that I'm like, at least once a week, I want to go through the particulars of voting. I think I'm going to be doing it on Wednesday. It's be woke about your right to vote Wednesdays here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, keep it locked in. We're going to come right back, Brian and I. I want to talk about like what the weird obsession with the GOP is with women and all of our reproductive issues. It's a little batty. We'll talk about it when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civics Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.